every Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning is teach what I call my basic systems. Now, when I say basic systems, I don't want you to think that, you know, you're not going to get anything really phenomenal out of the series, because the fact is we've got a lot to teach, and just our basic systems are revolutionary and for many business owners. But what happens also is we love it that our members are on here. We love it that people who have our home study course are on here, because you got to hear this stuff more than once sometimes. So I want to welcome all of our Inner Circle members that are on here for basic training. Of course, putting your people on here so that they can learn the basics. How many of you know that if you want to master something, you start with the basics, you learn it, you implement it, and you continue to learn it, and you continue to implement it until you actually master it. So this is course one. It's GPS, and then we're going to go through the five different systems of a phenomenal business. And so let's go ahead and get started. You know, the late Zig Ziglar, who was an American legend, who is probably the most quoted motivational speaker of our time, said, "You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes in your mind." So I want to congratulate everyone who is on this webcast today, everyone who's going to go through the six-week series. By the way, every session will be recorded and posted so that you can replay it. Beginning next week, once we get into the marketing systems, you'll have a handout and a worksheet. There's no handout for today until you actually sign up, and then you're going to get my full business planning document and some really nice bonus items. But I thought I would invite everyone today to get a feel for our webcast, to get a feel for what we do, how we do it, and give you the foundation with the GPS system. Now, it's also cool that we've got people all around the world, because that's been one of our challenges in the past is how do you get on live with us? Well, you know, the thing is with this course, you can tune in from anywhere in the world. Let me ask you one of the most important questions that I'll ask you throughout the series, and that is, do you remember why you went into business for yourself to start with? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, to have a little more free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives is you feel like a slave to the business, very little family time. Business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress. No real freedom. You feel like you have a job instead of a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. Now, I know what that's like because I've been there, done that. I'm originally from L.A., Lower Alabama, and don't worry, my wife doesn't laugh at my jokes either. But I actually grew up very poor, actually on welfare from in Mobile, Alabama. There were seven kids crammed in a little 600-square-foot shack, and the roof on that house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department. I don't care when that was, it just wasn't a lot of money. Well, when you grow up in an environment like that, what are you likely to turn out like? For me, it was a rebellious teenager, 18 years old. I got in a fight with my stepdad, and I got kicked out of the house. I deserved it, by the way. I scraped up, bummed up $39.95 from some friends, and got a bus ticket to Houston, Texas, and I arrived in Houston, Texas with literally 25 cents in my pocket, not knowing for sure if my real dad, who left when I was a year old, I'd only met twice in my whole life, would actually be there to pick me up. Well, he was, and I began doing several odd jobs, and I ended up becoming a professional waiter. And I worked in these places where I wore a tuxedo to work, and we did this tableside cooking, you know, like Steak Diane, Bananas Foster, Cherry's Jubilee. And setting stuff on fire inside at that age was pretty cool, let me tell you. But I always wanted to have my own business, but I just didn't have any money to speak of. I just made enough money really to pay the rent. And then I met my wife, Denise Conjette Antoinette Pinella. Now, that's Italian, and she's from New Jersey, and I'm from where? Lower Alabama. This is going to be a good match. So my dad buys me a pinstripe suit. My wife tells me to keep my mouth shut. And, but Zig had something to say about that. He said, if you take an old boy from the South and you bring him up North and he stays too long, he's going to come back with an accent. He said, but if you take an old boy from the North, you bring him down South and he stays long enough, he'll be talking normal. Zig had a way of putting things, didn't he? But anyway, so I go to New Jersey, get married into this Italian family, and when you marry an Italian family, you don't get wedding presents, right? What do you get? You get cash. We got $3,000 cash in our wedding money, and there was a friend of the family tooling around in a little red Mercedes convertible, and that got my attention. He was the same age as me, 23 at the time. I said, I want to know what that guy does, and I want to know if it's legal, Italians and all that. Well, of course, my wife's family's not like that, but it turns out that this guy had his own business. So I get back to Houston. I spend that entire $3,000, all the money that we had to our name, started my first business out of the trunk of my car. My wife was really thrilled about that. Let me tell you, you're going to do what? So I start my business out of the trunk of my car, my first business that was over 31 years ago. And for the next 13 years, I made good money, but I really felt like a slave to my business. I'd love to go on vacation, but the thing is that much of that vacation was consumed on the cell phone talking to customers and employees back home. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, in 1997, my life and my business changed forever. I read a little book called The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. And I learned two secrets from that book. So once I got the book, I went down to Destin, Florida, my favorite place in the world, and I sat on the beach. I rewrote my life. I rewrote my business vision. Came back to Houston. The first secret that I learned from that book is that you got to have systems in your business. So I came back to Houston. I started working on those systems. Transform that into a multi-million-dollar enterprise with 40 team members that love their work. I've owned 9 small businesses altogether. We technically own 4 today. I've got 2 main businesses, and across those 2 businesses, I have about 40 team members with all of our coaches. And when you add up all the volunteers and all the help that I have and the mentors and people that I can call on, it's a lot more than that. But it's a turnkey business so that I can do what I love to do, which is what I'm doing right now. And thanks to Mr. Tom Ziegler right there in the picture, I became an international business coach and exclusive small business coach for the Ziegler organization. In fact, that's Tom Ziegler and I standing in front of Cambridge University. We went to Cambridge University to speak together, and I never even went to college. I barely got out of high school. I've been personally mentored by Michael Gerber. I just talked to him yesterday, and John Maxwell, the number one leadership expert in the world. I've got just a phenomenal staff. This is some of our team members at one of my companies right here, my service company. And this is our marketing team. They were on the stage doing a presentation at one of my conferences and obviously having a good time. But these are all of our referral marketing agents that go out and generate referrals, which is one of the things that I'm going to teach you next week. And also, we're doing a referral marketing mastery course in Destin, Florida, June 20th and 21st. So you definitely want to be there. Look for an email that's coming out here in a couple weeks. But referral marketing will just absolutely transform any company. Because all of business is about relationships, right? All of life is about relationships. And then this is our office team, Scott Zack, who runs our administration, our inside salespeople. The reason that this guy, Michael Kemp, is up here on the top is because he actually works in Minnesota, and our company's in Houston. So we have VoIP phones and internet software. So you don't even have to be at our office. He works remotely. And this is my leadership team at my service company. Johan right there runs the operations, no sweat, amazing. Again, Scott Zach runs the financial part. And this is my right-hand man, Santiago, who actually works in Phenomenal Products with me now, and Aliki, our marketing director, has taken over his role over there. And this is our core Phenomenal Products team. This is my assistant, Michelle, my marketing ninja, Victoria. We have a brand new young lady by the name of Dana. And, of course, our coaches, Mr. Rick Jones is one of our head coaches, 33 years with Dale Carnegie, owned the Houston franchise for over 20 years, works with us as one of our coaches and trainers. Ellen Rohr, who is going to be doing an 8-week financial course for us in the Inner Circle starting June 7th. That lady helped me get my business out of debt, get myself out of debt. Of course, Santiago over here to the right. And then Michelle Prince is our speaker, author, coach, and she MCs some of our events. And Carl Qualls and Sherry Perry are two of our Inner Circle members who have stepped up. They've got great businesses, and they've stepped up to be coaches with us. And then, of course, we've got a multitude of volunteers as well. The thing that we're most proud of is the help that we've been able to help small businesses. This is John Torres, 0 to 47 employees. John Browning, $10,000 a month to a turnkey business, doing almost $1 million a year. Ralph Greco stuck at $250,000 for years, tripled his business, and we got him and his wife retired, and his kids run the company now. This is Jeremy and Stephanie. They went from $60,000 to $500,000 with us. This is Chris Myatt from $120,000 to $500,000. This is Eric. He and Larry out there went from $225,000 to $1.5 million. So as I mentioned earlier, Michael Gerber changed my life, and then I got the opportunity to have him on my stage. I had about 60 or 70 people there at that time, and now he comes every couple of years. We've got a couple hundred business owners that travel from around the world. We've also had Bob Berg and Joseph Michelli. We just had Joseph Michelli, last week? And the reason I mentioned these two guys, as I said earlier, all of business is about relationships, and all of life is about relationships. And one of the best books that I've ever read on relationship marketing was by Bob Berg. It's called The Go-Giver. And then Joseph Michelli is an international branding expert, great friend of mine, and number one New York Times best-selling author of The Starbucks Experience. And he just came out with a book on Mercedes. He's got about 7 books. But the reason I mention him is one of the things that you're also going to learn in the course is something that we call experiential marketing. What you're going to find is that as you create, market, and deliver a phenomenal experience, the more meaningful that you can make that, then the more that you can get people to stand in line and pay you the highest prices. And, of course, I mentioned earlier being mentored by John Maxwell. I was just on the call with him and Linda Kaplan Thayer yesterday, who invented the Aflac duck. If you've ever seen the Aflac commercials, great, great story, phenomenal lady in many, many ways. And so it's just our executive circle group, just the top group that John Maxwell has. And then I was on the phone again, as I mentioned earlier, with Michael Gerber. And I want you guys to pay attention to my emails coming out, because Michael Gerber's 80th birthday is June 20th. I call him every year on his birthday, and his wife's like, you know, you're the only person that calls him every single year that, you know, other than, I'm sure, close friends or whatever. I'm sure somebody calls him. But anyway, there's going to be some special things coming out for his 80th birthday that I want you to pay attention to. That man, his book changed my life, and the first thing that you should do is read the E-Myth. But I'm most grateful for the relationship with the Zig Ziglar Corporation. We've shared the stage many times. I believe that the wisdom of this great man is more important today than ever before. And what do you get when you combine the wisdom of American legend Zig Ziglar and the phenomenal systems that we've been blessed to learn and implement? Well, you get better than phenomenal success. I've got four books out that were all number one on Amazon.com. And again, what we're most grateful for is all the people around the world, our members, who have transformed their businesses but also transformed their life. It was so cool at our most recent conference. We were doing testimonials, and how many people have said that, you know, the program literally saved their marriage, you know, that that they're debt-free, their relationships are better. And so you'll learn why that's important right now. The greatest business lesson that I ever learned, the greatest business lesson that you could ever learn is this, is that your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. You see, the thing is that if you don't have a vision for your life, and this is the second secret, by the way, that I learned from Michael Gerber. I first learned this from him. He calls it your primary aim. I call it your life goals. You'll see why in just a minute. This is what got me in the very last chapter of Zig Ziglar's very last book, and Tom and I began that relationship and launched our business training, really, with the last chapter of Zig Ziglar's last book called Born to Win. Your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And I want you to remember that, because all throughout this six-week course, I'm going to keep you, keep bringing you back to that, because the fact is this. If I can teach you everything you need to know about marketing, about sales, about systems, about profits, about leadership, but it doesn't matter if you don't reach your life goals, because that's you went into business for a reason. Now, let me share a couple more things about this before we get rolling into the GPS. What I have on the screen right now is Zig Ziglar's Wheel of Life, and there are seven core areas of every life. That's your family relationships, mental, financial, spiritual, career, personal, and physical. So I like to ask people this question: which one of those areas are you supposed to be unsuccessful in? And of course, the answer is none. On a scale of 1 to 10, are you supposed to be a 1, a 5, or a 10 on those areas? Well, my philosophy is that since we're not supposed to be unsuccessful in any of those areas, that my goal is to be a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 on every single one. And here's why. Zig Ziglar said you're born to win. You're designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. You are a phenomenal, to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life in all of those areas. These are all skills outside of, you know, some physical difficulty or mental difficulty or whatever. The fact is that these are skills that can be learned. Relationship building, that's a skill that you can learn. And what you have to do is you have to have a vision for your life. By the way, my acronym for life stands for living in freedom every day. See, there's no freedom in being broken in debt. We say, yeah, we're supposed to be successful in all these areas, but yet we settle for a terrible financial life. We settle for terrible relationships. We settle for small goals. And the fact is that you're a phenomenal product. You know, as Zig used to say, God don't make no junk. And so the thing is that, you know, if you're not supposed to be unsuccessful, you're born to win, then the thing is that you want to strive to be, as much as it depends on you, a borderline 11 on every single one of those. So as you look at this wheel, one of the things that we do in our course is we do an assessment on this wheel of life, and we check it all off and say, okay, how am I doing in these areas? We might look at them and say, well, I think I'm doing better in those than we actually are, or I don't think I'm doing as well as we are. But the point is this, is that you got to get a vision for your life first. How many of you would agree that your business can have a dramatic impact on your personal life, right? Well, if that's true, shouldn't we have a vision for all areas of our life? Shouldn't we have a vision for who we're going to be, what we're going to do, and what we're going to have? We got to have goals, and that's the first part of this program, is setting your personal goals. You got to have goals. You got to have a vision for your life. You got to wake up every day with that vision for your life, because you will not build the right business if you don't have the right vision for your life. And that's why I make a big deal about it. The one and only reason that your business exists is to be a vehicle. It's a system to help you achieve your life goals. So where are you going? The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your living in freedom everyday goals. It doesn't mean you won't have problems. It just means that you can be free in your mind. You can be free in your heart because you know you're being the person that you need to be. You know that you're doing everything possible that you can do. By the way, this is my beautiful, phenomenal wife, Denise Conjet Antoinette Pinella Partridge, and my son, Christian Earl Partridge, who will be 23 on tomorrow. Friday. I was going to say Friday, but that's tomorrow. Now, in Born to Win, Tom and I started working on the business systems. He said, "Hey, Howard, do you have a business wheel?" I said, "Yep, absolutely." And I had about 8 spokes on my wheel. And what we came up with that every single business has is these 5 areas. First is marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Operations is everything that you do to serve your customers, your patients, your guests, or members. We're working in the inner circle with over 100 different industries right now. I mean, just looking at the people that are on right now, there's many, many different industries, service companies, restaurants, doctor, lawyer, coach, speaker, author, publishers, plumbers, carpet cleaners, real estate people, you name it, event planners, you name it. And then administration is everything that you do to track your numbers, track your stats, and then leadership is everything that you do to move your business forward. Now, really, leadership should be first because everything rises and falls on leadership. So as I teach you this basic foundational course over the next 6 weeks, this is what we're going to be covering. Next week, we're going to do marketing, and then we're going to do sales, and we're going to do operations, and we're going to do administration, then we're going to do leadership. And I'm going to give you more to do and more strategies than you could probably ever, ever actually use. So it's definitely going to be worthwhile. The problem is going to be is that you're going to be overwhelmed, and you're going to say, "Well, where do I start?" And you just start. But if you feel that way and you want to get more involved with us and go deeper on it, then I'm going to invite you all into the inner circle at some point during the course. There's no obligation to join. Again, you're going to get more than what you bargained for with this 6-week course. Okay? So Born to Win book came out, and we've got the 5 systems in there. Of course, Michael Gerber said, "The secret is the system. The question is why." So I said, we got to go a little bit deeper. So I wrote my book, The 5 Secrets of a Phenomenal Business. The secret is the system. The question is why. The why question, it has to do with your life goals. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a system, a vehicle, to help you achieve your life goals. And then we got to take it to the next level. So there's a difference between marketing and phenomenal marketing. You're going to learn what the difference is in this course. There's a difference between marketing and a marketing system. So the ultimate goal is to have a phenomenal marketing system, a phenomenal sales system, a phenomenal operation system, a phenomenal administration system, and a phenomenal leadership system. Is that going to happen overnight? No way. But you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. You take one step at a time. Now, it all starts with a dream. It all starts with a dream. See, my first dream was that I said, I want to drive a red Mercedes convertible. Funny thing is, I never bought one. I can buy any car I want right now, but I just never bought a Mercedes for whatever reason. But that was my first vision. You know, Zig Ziglar said that the number one ingredient of success is desire, and that desire comes from a vision. I had that vision of owning my own business and driving that little red Mercedes convertible. Then I read Michael Gerber's book, and I got a vision for a turnkey business, a business that can operate without me. How cool is that? And then I got a vision that, wow, I can help all these other people all around the world. And I'm telling you, I'm living a dream. I got a dream property down in Destin, Florida. That's a great story. I don't have time to tell it to you right now, but I set my sights on that dream on my favorite beach in the entire world way back in 1997. And it's been a 20-year journey, and that thing will break ground here in the next week or two. And the thing is that it all starts with a dream. But here's the thing, success doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. If you're waiting to win the lottery, if you're waiting for someone to come along, it's up to you. It's absolutely up to you. But you got to have a vision in your mind. You got to have a dream in your mind. Before I built my company out, I had that vision. I got this vision from Michael Gerber that, man, I can have a turnkey business. It's going to look like this. It's going to look like that. Now, I didn't realize all of what I would have to go through. I didn't realize all the mistakes I would make. I didn't realize all the headache and heartache I was going to have. But the thing is that we make that easier for you now. I take all the headache and heartache that I had and share with you how to avoid that. So just all you have to do is listen up, and then you got to implement. So we're going to start with our first course, which is called GPS. It's called the Phenomenal GPS System. And then over the next 5 weeks, we will get into marketing, sales, operations, administration, and leadership. So I'm going to do a full course on each one. Now, this is a basic course. There's still going to be a whole bunch you got to do underneath, but it will give you a clear picture over 6 weeks, and you'll have more strategies than you can implement just with these 6 weeks, okay? So the reason that we start with GPS is because how many of you have used GPS in your automobile or on your phone, right? GPS gets you from where you are to where you want to be. And GPS stands for goals, plans, and systems. So again, your business exists to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals, living in freedom, everyday goals. So the question is, where are you going? Do you have clear goals? Number two, and I'm going to show you a seven-step goal-setting process today that if you'll just learn those 7 steps, you can set any goal with those 7 steps. Number two, is plans. How will you get there? You need a roadmap. You need a route, right? And so I'm going to share with you today what needs to be in your, what I call, simple dimple business plan. Those of you that sign up for the course, you're actually going to get my whole business planning document. It's a fill-in-the-blanks document. Those of you that are in Inner Circle, you already have access to that. Those of you that signed up, or those that sign up, will get that actual document. That document alone is worth the investment, which is only $197, by the way. I mean, that's worth the entire investment. Our Inner Circle members are probably going like, really? Let me talk to these people. And then S is for systems. What vehicle or vehicles will you use? What businesses, what business, what income streams will you use to help you get to your goals? So it's GPS, goals, plans, and systems. So let's talk about goals first. This is Zig Ziglar's seven-step goal-setting process. We have a full 4-hour course that we do. We can do a full day on this. And by the way, I got to be the very first Ziglar Legacy Certified trainer in the entire world. I'm leaving for Dallas first thing in the morning. We've got a 2-day recertification program up there, and I'm going to connect with about 75 of our Ziglar Legacy Certified trainers up there in Dallas tomorrow and Saturday. But if you'll learn these seven steps, and by the way, you're going to also get the replay of this, so you don't have to worry about writing too much down. You can listen to it over and over. But I want to walk you through the seven steps, because if you'll get this and you'll really work this out and really use this to set your life goals, and you want to have goals in all areas of your life. You want to have physical goals. You want to have financial goals. You want to have relationship goals. You want to have career goals, you see. Mental goals. What are the things that you want to learn? What are the things that you want to know? What are the skills that you want to develop in your life? So number two is identify your goal, and this particular outline has an example on it. And I just grabbed one of the slides out of our training, so I'm not sure exactly what the goal was here, but I want to focus on the seven steps. Identify your goal, and remember that goal needs to be specific. Zig Ziglar said that instead of being a wandering generality, you have to be a meaningful specific. What is that clearly defined goal? Chuck Coonrod said, without clearly defined goals, you'll never know when and if you ever get there. Without clearly defined goals, you'll be forced to focus on activity and ultimately become enslaved by it. Get that picture, get that dream, get that specific, measurable, attainable, relative, time-sensitive goal. That's called a SMART goal. Get clear on your goals. It's not just make more money. It's not just read more. It's read 2 inspiring books per month for an entire year. It's save X amount of dollars. It's make X amount of dollars. It's, you know, weigh a certain amount, a certain weight. I just lost over 25 pounds on a weight loss program. Well, you got to have a goal. You got to have a goal. Number two, what are your benefits from reaching this goal? Your benefits from reaching this goal, that's what's going to inspire you. The thing is that you will not take extraordinary action outside of inspiration or desperation. The problem with desperation, as soon as we get back in the comfort zone, we're going to relax. The wonderful thing about inspiration that comes from that dream, that comes from that picture, comes from that clearly defined goal, is that we'll have the energy. Write down the benefits of reaching that goal. That might be more energy. It might be able to go on a vacation. It might be a better relationship with my spouse. Whatever the case is, put down all the benefits of reaching that goal. It might be, you know, a business goal. You won't have to do some of the stuff that you hate. It's just drudgery. You can hire somebody to do those things. Step three, major obstacles and mountains to climb to reach this goal. You are going to have trouble. You're going to run into roadblocks. You absolutely are. There's no doubt about it. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have challenges with yourself. So you want to list those out. Number four, skills or knowledge required to reach this goal. Join in a course like this. Books that you're going to read. Seminars that you're going to attend. CDs that, or audio programs that you're going to listen to, or videos that you're going to watch. Step 5, individuals, groups, companies, and organizations to work with to reach this goal. I hope that'll be us for your business goals. I hope that'll eventually be Inner Circle. And the thing is that no one succeeds alone. The surest way that you can get to your goal is by having a coach, by having the right coach. That will make all the difference in the world. If you don't choose us, get somebody. You got to have a coach, and you need to have a coach who's already done what it is that you want to do. I have a spiritual mentor. I have a physical health coach. I have coaches in all different areas of my life. And the most successful people on earth are people who have coaches, mentors, and advisors in their life, because you don't have all the skills. And I don't understand the ego that comes with, I'm not going to enroll in a program or be part of a group or use somebody else's system, even if they give me permission to do so, because, you know, then it won't be uniquely and individually mine. Well, let me ask you a question. I hired a lady by the name of Ellen Rohr. My company was completely in debt. I was in debt with credit cards and paying ridiculous, outrageous credit card interest rates. Our lines of credit were maxed out. And so I got a coach, I got an advisor, I got a consultant by the name of Ellen Rohr. She helped me get my company profitable, personally debt-free. We don't have any credit card debt for either one of our companies. I'm debt-free personally except for real estate. We don't touch our lines of credit, and we, Lord willing, have money in the bank. And, you know, it's all by the grace of God, but we got to do our part, right? So how do we go from just, you know, not profitable and not having money in the bank and all of those problems? Well, with a coach, with an advisor. So, but let me ask you this question. Do I write Ellen a check every time I get paid? No. I paid her. I'm part of her program, and I learned the systems. We implemented the systems with her help, and I get to keep the money. So if you use my system or you use Zig Ziglar's system for personal development or goal setting, or you get a coach, guess what? After they're paid and gone, you get to still reap the benefits. Number 6, you got to have a plan of action to reach this goal. You know, so many people will put a goal out there, but they never write down the steps. So you got to have the steps. You know, what's the goal? You know, what are the mile markers? We're thinking about taking a trip here, our life goals. What's the destination? If I'm going to Destin, Florida, then what are the mile markers? I know that Lake Charles, Louisiana, I should be there in 2.5 hours. You see, I know how long it takes. And I'm going to hit those mile markers. There's a plan. I'm going to have to stop and get gas. I'm going to have to stop and use the restroom. There's a plan of action. My vehicle better be in good shape. And then when do I want to get to Destin by? I'm going to have a time frame that I expect to get there within the time frame, depending on what happens at step 3, major obstacles. There might be a roadblock or an accident or whatever, which is the main reason I mostly fly now. So those are the 7 proven steps. If you'll use those steps when you set your goals and get serious about your life goals, you'll be much better off. And then you'll grow the right business. Okay? All right, so G is for goals, P is for plans. I have a document called the Simple Dimple Business Plan. And and in that document, here's what's inside. Okay, there's an exercise in there to create your business vision. So I'm going to just share with you what needs to be in that plan. You got to have a vision for your business. How much revenue are you going to be doing a year from now? Let's say it's a 12-month plan. What's your sales goal? What kind of changes do you want to make on your staff? Are you going to add staff? Are you going to move people around? Are you going to add any equipment or vehicles or services or what have you? Are you going to start any new businesses or income streams? See the fact is that you've got to lay out that plan. You've got to have the vision for your business. You have your life goals. Now what's the vision for that business that's going to help you achieve those life goals? You're going to have an income statement. You're going to have a 12-month budget. You're going to have an assessment. See, with one of the things that we offer, and we're going to send this to you at no charge, and that is our business assessment. If you don't have it already, we'll put it in the follow-up. Those people who are Inner Circle members, those of you who have our home study course, you already have this, but you should do this assessment every quarter. And what this assessment is it's a business systems checklist with a rating on it to see how you're doing on each of these areas. Think about GPS. I can plug in my destination in Destin, Florida. But what does that GPS need to know in order to lay out the plan, to lay out the route to get me there? It has to know where I am. And that's how you figure out where you are, is through this phenomenal business assessment that we've created. It'll take you less than 15 minutes, probably only 10 minutes to do it. And you'll be able to see the strong areas and the weak areas in your business. And more importantly, you'll have a checklist of 50 systems that need to be implemented in your business. Now, you're going to start with four, and then you're going to have one that's going to be your one thing. But you got to know where you're at. And I'm telling you, from 31 years of business experience and 20 years, two decades of helping small business owners build their business, I'm telling you, one of the biggest blind spots. You ever been driving? Talk about going on a trip. You're in your vehicle. You start to change lanes. You don't realize that somebody's right there in your blind spot. One of the biggest blind spots for business owners is we really don't have a clear picture of what that business needs to look like in the future, what it could look like, what the possibilities are. And bigger than that, we have no idea where we're at right now and how far away we are. This assessment is powerful. Next, you need a marketing plan. We have a 7-step marketing plan. It's called the 7 M's of marketing. Now, I'm going to go through that with you next week. Next week, we're going to go through the 7 M's of marketing. And then after that, we're going to go through the sales systems, the phenomenal sales systems. And by the way, we're going to do the assessment on each one of these as we go through them. You need an operations plan. You need an administration plan. You need your 12-month budget. How are you going to make money? And then your leadership plan. What do you have? A vision for your company? Do you have a mission statement? Do you have values? Do you have a purpose statement? Do you have a coaching process? Do you have an onboarding process? Do you have a training process? And the answer is probably no. So we're going to walk you through what you need to have in place. And after this 6-week course, you're going to know what to do, and you're going to have a lot of strategies to work with. And then if you want us to work with you after that to help you implement it, to make sure that you do, then we're happy to do that. Then what you're going to do is what we do in the Inner Circle is in your business planning, what you do is you boil down everything that you learn on your assessment, where you're at right now, and where you want to go on your GPS, and then you determine what your top, what we call phenomenal four projects are. What are those four systems that you need to build first? You focus on that every single day, and what you do is we encourage you to have what we call a daily time capsule, that every day except for your rest day, invest at least 1 hour working on your phenomenal four projects. You determine what the next action step is on your project, put that in your planner for that particular day. Then what you're going to do is you're going to boil that down to what we call the one thing. What's the thing in your business that you could do to that makes everything else either easier or unnecessary? Well, if I hit my sales goals, then everything else becomes easier or unnecessary. I don't have to go get credit and do all the things that I do. Or maybe I make it my profit goal. Or maybe I've got plenty of business coming in, but I need to build my team. By the way, this book called The One Thing is by Gary Keller, who is the founder of Keller Williams Realty, which is the number one real estate company, residential real estate company in the world. And it's a phenomenal book. It's been life-changing for me, and I went and got certified in The One Thing. I've been training our Inner Circle members on it. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal program. And then third is systems. Systems are the vehicle, or the vehicle to help you get there is made up of a number of systems. And I have an acronym for systems. It goes like this: systematizing your strategies to execute management successfully. Now, I know that that's a mouthful for a guy from Lower Alabama. I try to stick to two-syllable words. I came up with that a long time ago, and even though it's a little bit wordy and whatever, it's true. Business owners have strategies. You may not realize you have strategies. You actually have a system. It might not be a very good system, but I bet there's a way that you normally answer your telephone. Is it the right way? I don't know. You probably have a way of marketing your business or talking about your business. You have strategies, and here's the problem. The problem with small business owners is that they're always looking for the strategy. Does this work? Does that work? How about if I do this? How about if I do that? And you jump around all over the place. There's no system. There's no duplication. You cannot manage successfully just throwing out strategies. You've got to get your strategies organized into a system. Once you figure out that they work, then put them into a system and learn leadership so that you can get your people to do what you want them to do. Teach them the system. Let them run the system. And here's why systems are critical to your business. Number one, it's the only way to profitable growth. How many of you have seen companies, or maybe this has been you, that you've seen companies that have grown in sales, but they had to shrink back because they didn't have systems in place? I was just reading, as a matter of fact, in the Harvard Business Review this morning about that. It might have been in Fast Company. I don't remember. I've been flipping back and forth between those two companies. But they were talking about companies that generate a lot of money, had a lot of growth, that failed to scale. And the reason that they did is there was no maturity, there was no systems. It was all built on, you know, the product and just bringing in a bunch of people and fast. It's better to go a little bit slower and profitable so that you can stay in business and you can eventually scale your systems. It's the only way to manage effectively. Your people need to know what is required of them in the morning, at noon, and in the afternoon. It makes employees perform better. You can have the best people in the world. If they don't have a system to run on, they're not going to be as effective as they can. If you want maximum performance from your team, you want to have a step-by-step system. If you want to be able to hire people with little or no experience, and they can have extraordinary results, that's Michael Gerber's thing, then you got to have systems. See, you can't build it just on people, because you can have the most talented people in the world, but everybody does it different, and you're not going to get the outcomes that you need with systems. What if you could hire people with little or no experience? How many of you know that people with experience many times don't know how to show up on time? They don't know how to be nice to the customer. So it makes them perform better. Now, here's the thing. You can have the best person in the world, but if you don't have a system, then your customers are going to be confused. One of the biggest reasons that you have systems is to have a calculated service outcome. How many of you have been to McDonald's, the hamburger place? As Zig used to say, I'll help you with the hard ones. Yeah, you have. You can get the same hamburger in Tokyo as you get in Paducah, Kentucky. It might not be the best hamburger, but it's the same hamburger. Why? Because they have systems. How many of you have noticed that human beings do weird things? Now, you're never going to be able to find logic in the emotional chambers of the human heart, but the fact is that when you have systems, when you have scripts, when you have this is the way we do it here, then you're going to have fewer surprises, because the fact is that people aren't making stuff up. People are making stuff up in your company all the time. How many of you owners are like me? You love to change things, but you don't effectively communicate with your team. My definition of leadership is effectively communicating. And that sounds easy enough, but hey, especially with emails, texting, and trying to communicate with a lot of people, and you're running, and you're moving, you're busy. Hey, why are we doing, why aren't we, what, I thought we changed that. Well, who said? Well, we had a conversation about that. Well, I don't remember that. Systems are all about taking less of the owner's time. Maybe so you can have a vacation. Maybe so that you can work on the business instead of just in the business. Maybe so you can take the business to the next level. Maybe so that you could actually spend some time with your family. Maybe so that you don't work 80 hours a week. And finally, would you like to sell your company one of these days? Well, here's the bad news. The bad news is that anybody with money to invest in your company doesn't need a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. What they want is a set of keys to a turnkey business. See, what a turnkey business is it's a machine, it's a system, it's an automobile, that it's a vehicle, it's an airplane, it's a bus, it's a vehicle that anybody with the right training can run and operate just by turning the key. Now, you go rent a car. There's gas in that car. All you need is the keys. You're going to be able to drive that car because you know how to drive a car. It's a turnkey system. You don't have to go out there and put the wheels on it. You don't have to go out there and pump up the tires. You don't have to open the hood and fix something. But so many small businesses are like that. We're like trying to fix it while we're on the trip. You know, we're changing flat tires every, 100 miles. So if you'd like to sell your company one of these days, you got to have systems in your business. A friend of mine has a billionaire neighbor. He lives in this beach community, and this billionaire is only there about 5 weeks out of the year. My friend collects his mail for him. And so he always asks him for business advice, and this billionaire owns businesses all over the country, and he told him this. He said, build your business to sell it. Build your business to sell it. And then don't sell it. Because if you build it to sell it and you don't sell it, you have a predictable, profitable, turnkey money machine. You'd be on the beach. You can be wherever you want to be. Now, you still have a responsibility. You still own that vehicle. You got to make sure that it's being taken care of, and there are certain things that you need to be involved in. But you're working on the business instead of just in the business. A phenomenal business requires three important things. Number one, phenomenal leadership. You can have a good business with good leadership. But if you want a phenomenal business, you got to become a phenomenal leader. You got to have phenomenal leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. The toughest person to lead is ourselves. You got to have phenomenal people. And I don't mean that they have all the experience in the world. In fact, just the opposite. Hire some millennials that are smart and quick and teach them your system. Ones that are hungry, that want to grow. I'm talking about phenomenal from an attitude standpoint. They have heart. And then train them and develop them on your system. Develop them as people. One of the things that we teach in the Inner Circle is how to develop people, helping them reach their goals as you reach your goals. And then third is phenomenal systems. Phenomenal systems. You got to have leadership, people, and systems. So you guys know what I'm doing right now, right? I'm changing that. Depending on what I'm teaching, I change the order of these. Like if leadership is going to come after systems, I put systems first. But whatever order that you use them in, you got to have phenomenal leadership, phenomenal people, and phenomenal systems. Now, speaking of that, let me give you the five vital components of a phenomenal system. If you want to have a phenomenal system, here's what you need to have in place. Number one, you got to have a vision. Number two, you got to have an organizational chart. Now, I'll show you my organizational chart here in just a second, and you'll be completely and utterly depressed. Aren't you excited? You got to have policies. You got to have procedures. And you got to have what we call PRDs. You might call them a job description, but I don't want anybody at my company to have a job. They're called performance results descriptions. I want them to perform. I want them to get results. And I want to communicate with them. Leadership is effectively communicating what performance is required, what results we're looking for, and I just want them to have fun at work. So let's go to vision. Phenomenal leaders have a phenomenal vision. You got to work on that. What does this company need to look like? What are the goals? What's the dream? What's the picture out there? John Maxwell says that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and emotion, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. And then part of that vision, according to Jim Collins, the author of Good to Great, is mission, values, and purpose. Now, he says them in a little bit different order, but I call it MVP. You got to have a mission. What does the team have to do every day? What are the values that we live by? What's the purpose? Why do we exist? There's one of our Inner Circle members who is, darn it, I paused the screen way, way, way back there, and you guys are probably typing that in to me right now, aren't you? Oh, you're not. How about that? Well, maybe it wasn't. I don't know where I paused that screen. What was the last slide that you guys saw? All right. Anyway. Okay. Hey, would one of my Inner Circle members type in? Oh, okay. Good, good. Woo! I thought we were like way, way back there. Yeah, I paused the screen right there so I could fix this slide right there. Okay, so the five vital components of a system is, first, you got to have a vision. Number two, you got to have an organizational chart. In other words, people need to know where they fit in the organization. Number three is policies, and those are kind of the rules and regulations, the guidelines, conduct, those kinds of things. And then procedures are how we do things step by step. And then finally, you have a PRD, which is a performance results description. performance results description. Instead of a job description, you want to have a performance results description. What's the result? What's the goal? What's the performance required to get there? And we describe that. So let's go back to vision for a second. You know, vision, phenomenal leaders have a phenomenal vision. Phenomenal leaders have a phenomenal vision. What's the picture of the future? Is it exciting? John Maxwell said that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. Does that vision get your people fired up? Do you have the right people? Do you have the people that want to grow, that want to reach a big vision? And so that includes your goals, includes the dreams, includes everything, that business vision and that business plan that I talked about earlier. And then according to Jim Collins, it also includes your mission, values, and purpose. Now, he puts them in a little bit of a different order, but I call it MVP, mission, values, and purpose. Your mission is what you do every day, your company does every day. Your values are the standards that you live by, and your purpose is why you exist. I'll teach this in session 6. By the way, when you join up for the course, you're going to get all of this. This has already been recorded previously. You're going to get access to our previously recorded sessions, so you can go through all 6 modules immediately as soon as you join up. So you don't have to wait for the 6 weeks. But in leadership, I teach you what leadership is. I teach you how to develop your vision. I teach you about the MVP, mission, values, and purpose, what that is. We have an Inner Circle member on the line right now who's with us. His name is BK, and he was with us for a full-day consultation in the office the other day on Monday. And we spent a whole session just outlining his MVP, and then we got on Google Hangout with his team and fleshed it out with the team. And he just wrote in a second ago, I can already see the difference after that one-hour call with you and Santiago, my right-hand man, with his team. So second is your organizational chart. I'll show you my organizational chart here in just a minute. It'll totally depress you. And you'll find out why in just a minute. Then you have policies. What's a policy? Well, dress code, employee handbook, what to do if you're not going to be on time, procedures, how to do things, step-by-step procedures. What's the step-by-step in our marketing system, our sales script, our service that we provide, creating or making the product? What's the procedure for running reports, running that P&L, step-by-step? And then PRDs, that's your performance results description. Who does what? And so what you do is you take that PRD, you take these positions on the org chart, and you assign PRDs to the folks in your organization. So are you ready to see this org chart and be totally depressed? Here we go. Well, where is it? Build up to the org chart, and Howard deleted it when he was updating his slides earlier. So let me go find it for you, because this is really, really, really important. So let me find it for you really quick. Hopefully I can do this while I'm on the line with GoToMeeting. All right, here we go. I bet we can find it right here. So Howard's organizational chart, and I'll make sure I put it in the slides for the replay as well. I think I went and was moving those slides around. And I forgot to drop them back in there. Sorry. You'll get used to it, though. If you end up working with me in any shape, fashion, or form, you'll realize that Howard drinks too much coffee and he's a high D and he gets in a hurry. But he knows you and he will help you. So that's the more important thing. Okay, here it is. This is the organizational chart of just about every small business on the planet, no matter how big or how small the company might be. Is that true? So you have marketing. Is that important? Yes. Sales. Is that important? Yes. Operations. Is that important? Administration. Is that important? Yes. So somebody's got to do the marketing, right? Yes. Somebody has to supervise and make sure everything's getting done. That's management. And then directing is the planning. All of that is under leadership. So you have 12 important functions on this organizational chart. Which one of these functions is not important? All of them are. So here's the question. Is it true that you're in every box? Yeah. Can you see why you feel overwhelmed? You can see why you feel like a slave to the business? Yes. Another question for you. Can any one person do all 12 of these functions effectively and grow their company? The answer is no. So here's the good news. The good news is that this organizational chart is your roadmap to freedom. See, what you do is you start replacing yourself on that bottom row. Why the bottom row? Because that's the $10 an hour work, the $15 an hour work, the $20 an hour work. That's easier to train. You've got hard skills, not soft skills that are required in supervising and managing. And then you move those people up into the manager role. You're then just the director, just working on the business. And then you move them into the director level. Now you've got a turnkey business. This is how I did it. This is how I do it. This is how people who have grown with us, this is how they have done it. All right? Now, the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is what we call FTI, failure to implement. Why do we not implement? Well, it's very simple to see. You got too much to do, very little time. You're putting out brush fires every day. So how do we implement more? Well, there's four keys. Number one is inspiration. Getting around people who have already done what it is that you want to do, hearing those success stories, knowing that it's possible, keeping the good stuff going into your mind. You are where you are and what you are because of what has gone into your mind. Get the negative junk out. Stay around positive people, people who support you, encourage you, and hold you accountable, people who inspire you that you can do it. You can do anything that any other, what one man can do, another can do. What one woman can do, another can do. Number two, so let me ask you a question. Would you implement more if you were inspired, if you had hope, if you could see that vision? Absolutely. Number two, would you implement more if you were more organized, if you had that business plan, if you had that Ziegler planner, if you had spent time in that time capsule organizing your goals, organizing your life, organizing your business? The answer is yes, you would get more done. Number three, most small business owners are not ever trained properly in business systems. You might know your particular business, your technical work, but we're never really trained in marketing or sales or systems or financial or leadership. So this six-week course will really help you with that. Now, ultimately, what you need is you need someone to support you, someone to help you, someone to encourage you, someone to hold you accountable. And that's why eventually you want to be in the inner circle. But I know that you might want to learn a little bit more before you make that step. If you're ready to make that step, just let us know. But otherwise, get in this six-week course, We just did GPS, and once you join up, you'll get my Simple Dimple business plan. We'll do phenomenal marketing systems. You'll get access to the pre-recorded sessions right away and the handouts. You'll get, then we're going to do sales. And by attending live, you can ask any question that you want. You can just type them in the questions for staff, and I'll answer any question that you want. Then we'll do operations, then we'll do administration, then we'll do leadership. So here's what we're going to learn on the marketing, the phenomenal marketing systems session, how to attract better prospects, how to get more referrals, how to get more repeat business, and you're going to learn the 6 marketing systems and the 7 M's of marketing, the 7-step marketing plan. In the sales process, you're going to learn how to close more sales by learning our 7-step sales system, 5 ways to close more sales, and how to increase upsells. Then you're going to learn under operations is how to get other people to provide the most phenomenal service experience without always relying on you. Isn't that something, you know, that the owner is the one that's always usually providing, like you can provide phenomenal customer service, but we can't always get other people to do that. Well, you got to have a service system. You got to line it out. And then the 4th one is the phenomenal administration systems, how to track your numbers for maximum profits, how to read your P&L. I'll show you exactly how I look at my profit and loss, how to track your stats, and most importantly, how to make more money, how to make more profit. And then finally is leadership, how to develop your vision, how to develop out your MVP, how to build your phenomenal dream team, how to coach somebody when something goes wrong, how to delegate, and what that training looks like. Now, we'll do an overview. We have an 8-week course on that, too. On each one of these, we've got 8 to 12 weeks where you go into the details. But this course is all about hitting the top of the wave so that you'll know exactly what to do to be phenomenally successful. And again, this course is only $197. Why are we doing this so cheap? Because here's what we know. We don't make money on that. That just pays for marketing. That's all that does. We know that there's a certain percentage of you that are going to love it, and you're going to want to get in the inner circle. And that's really where we can help people the most. That's where we make money. But we're willing to put this out here for this introductory price for now at $197. See what we can do with this thing. So attend live. You can ask any question you like. You can replay the sessions at any time. You can download the handouts. By the way, if you like it, we pay a $100 referral fee, which means we only make $97. But again, we're doing this so that people can get to know us, like us, and trust us. So we'll give you $100 for everybody that you refer that's not already on our list, that wasn't already referred by you. And when you join up, you're going to get a very special bonus. But I'm not going to tell you what it is because other people are going to listen to this in the future possibly. We're going to send you an email. So if you attended today, you're going to get an email. And in that email is going to be the link to sign up, and it's going to tell you exactly what your special bonus is going to be. So you don't have to do anything right this second. Just open that email when it comes. And get signed up right away so that you can get access to this very, very, very special bonus. It's huge. And that way you're good to go with the replays. You're good to go for next week. And by the way, 100% money-back guarantee. We don't make money on this anyway. Well, I'd rather give you $197 back. You want to find out, hey, are they the right fit for me for coaching? That's what we want to do. A couple more testimonials. This is Evan, and he has a technology business up in Maine. Increased his income by $500,000 and his profits by $158,000. The first year in Inner Circle. Stephanie and Jeremy, I think I mentioned them earlier. Shayna, up 800%. I mentioned Eric earlier. This is Matt McKinley. He went from a disorganized 8.5 million to focused 11 million. Loves the Inner Circle. Michelle Prince, really helped her transform her speaking business. Teresa Rodriguez is a jeweler. She had 80 bucks in her bank account. She was in two little stores in Houston. Now she's in stores all over the country. Ruth Hoyt, photographer, got debt free in 2 years. Carol and Ray from Hong Kong, they have a school for kids out there. They were out of business almost, hanging by a thread. Now they have two phenomenally successful businesses, money in the bank, and systems in their business. All right? So sign up for this when you see the email come out, and let me go ahead and take questions and tell me what, by the way, go ahead and type in also if you're planning on signing up. If you don't care what the bonus item is, you're going to sign up anyway. In fact, if I can get my staff to go ahead and drop the link for signing up, go ahead and do that so that people can go ahead and get signed up. Put that in the chat and the question bar. So what questions do you have? Type in if you're going to sign up no matter what. And I see that we've got several Inner Circle members on here as well. Give me your feedback as well. So type it in right away. All right. Awesome. Ready to go. Okay, Mark, sounds good. We'll get you that link. Again, which one of my staff members do I have on the line with me? Who's on the line? Is it Michelle, Victoria? Who's on? Send me a chat. Send me a chat. Okay. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. Thank you, Don. Don, I think you're in the Inner Circle, so you already have access to this. Let's see. Josh, how long is the Inner Circle consulting program? It is a minimum of 6 months. Because it takes 6 months. You can get results immediately, but it takes 6 months to really get the hang of everything and get things in order and really transform your business. And then you can go for 2 years. It's a two-year program, but it's a six-month minimum. Okay. Thank you for that, Tim. Looking forward to getting you involved, too. I haven't forgotten about that. Okay, let's see. Okay, what else do what else? What questions do you have today? Type them in. Okay, so I'm getting the link for you guys put in there. Maybe that's in there already. Let me see. Not yet. Okay, let me get my team to put that in there. If you have any last questions, go ahead and type in now or hold your peace. Until next time. All right, here it comes. So here's where you can go ahead and sign up, and then we'll let you know what the bonus items are coming through the question and the chat. Boom. So let's see. Mark, question. Let me see how I can get these questions out of here. I'm having trouble finding my question bar. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, so to sign up, you're going to just go to this link right here. howardpartridge.com/phenomenal-systems. And then you're going to see the same page where you signed up for this. But what you want to do is just scroll down here, and then there should be a registration. Yeah, where it says register now right there. Okay. Who is the speaker for the other sessions? I will be here every week. I have to look and see. If I have to be out for any reason or at all, then Santiago, my right-hand man, will do it. And you're going to get the previously recorded sessions that I've already done as well, okay, as soon as you sign up. Okay. Okay, let's see. Dan, can you share a little bit about your life goals? You bet. So my big goal, my big dream is for to have in the inner circle, we do what we call small group pods. And POD stands for Power of Discovery Systems. And what happens in a small group is more implementation happens when you have the support, encouragement, and accountability from a group. And so my dream, my goal is that we would have a phenomenal POD in every city around the world, that there would be more than one in every city around the world, where small business owners would have a place to go every week to learn this system. There's at least 50 major systems that you have to learn. So the first year, and as I was mentioning, somebody in the inner circle, you know, the first 6 months, you're getting some of the basic systems down, you're getting integrated into the community, learning how we do things. And then, you know, after, if you stay plugged in for a year, you'll hear all 50 of the basic systems. Like right now in the inner circle, I'm going through each system step by step by step, you know, 8 weeks, eight to 12 weeks at a time. And then the second year, you really start just getting a lot of movement, as long as you pay attention, you know, and you stay involved. Some people just have, like, humongous success immediately. Some plod along. Some get distracted. Some, for whatever reason, don't connect, and then they end up getting back involved, and then they have growth. Others just have continual life change, and so it's all over the board. But my life goal is to have that happen in local communities. That's my life goal. Oh, I see, Don. Yeah, that's fine. That's great. So you're all set, Don. You can attend this meeting every single week. That's fine. No problem at all. Let's see, Josh, if we cannot attend the live event, the recorded session will be available. Yep, you got it. You got it. Okay, anyone else? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close right there. And you guys have a better than phenomenal day. I'm Howard Partridge. Our passion is your phenomenal success. And we'll see you guys next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.